South Sudan tomorrow joins the rest of the world to observe the International Day of Non-Violence. Now, as you know, South Sudan has experienced brutal, violent conflict that has created one of the worst humanitarian crises in modern history. Well, this has also resulted to, you know, and hamper with development, with the displacement, destruction of properties, and many livelihood and economic hardship that the South Sudanese have gone through because of this conflict. Now, tomorrow in Juba, the Organization for Nonviolence and Development and its partners will commemorate this particular day. To tell us more about this day, I'm glad that we are joined in the studio with Moses John. Moses John is the director of the Organization for Nonviolence in South Sudan. And we also have Angelina Ban with us here in the studio. Angelina, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you. You're most welcome.
Thank you.
And we also have Moses. Moses, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes, so we're talking about the day tomorrow, which is the International Day of Non-Violence. Let's begin briefly about the day. Tell us just a brief background about what this day is all about.
Well, International Day of Non-Violence was adopted by the United Nations resolution on June 15th, 2007. And that day, the 2nd of October, actually was the birthday of Mahatma Gandhi, the Indian national nonviolent activist, who actually is commonly known as the father of nonviolence globally. Mm-hmm. So that day was set aside to be commemorated annually to remember and to appreciate the nonviolent struggle that Gandhi led, which eventually led to the independence of India without the use of arms. And so this day was set aside to remember him, but also to appreciate the value and the principle of nonviolence in managing and addressing conflicts.
When we talk about nonviolence, what exactly do we mean?
Well, nonviolence, when we talk of nonviolence, we talk about the principles that rejects the use of violence under another circumstance, be it at personal or group or even at the community level, but it is also about acting nonviolently. So it's not only the value, but it's also about how we act. You know, so nonviolence is a broader concept that includes the use of nonviolent alternatives in managing conflicts rather than, you know, using violent means.
Right. Yeah. Now, Angelina, tomorrow there will be an event here in Juba.
Yes.
And this organization is celebrating it. Tell us about the event itself.
Actually, the event is celebrated worldwide. And we from South Sudan, we also promote nonviolence. So we say, yeah, why can't we join our fellow nonviolence activists about the day of tomorrow, since it is international? And we also celebrate Mahatma Gandhi, who is our role model when it's come to nonviolence. So South Sudan is not left behind. We're joining also.
So what exactly will be taking place on this particular day tomorrow?
Well, tomorrow, actually, we will be celebrating with, like, Peace Club students.
Yes.
From primary and secondary schools across Juba. So we will have a space where the students and pupils will perform, and they will also talk and interact with teachers, but also with leaders in the Ministry of Education, with the civil society, with their parents, so that we can also listen from them, because
yes,
children and youth, they have a message to deliver to us.
Exactly.
And so another celebration, as I understand, the Embassy of India is also organizing a celebration in the evening. I have not been authorized actually to talk about that, but what I know is that the Embassy of India will also be celebrating the 150 years anniversary of Gandhi's birthday. And as we can see in the streets of Juba, there have been some billboards of Gandhi, you know, being raised. So it is also in line with that celebration.
Angelina, what can we learn from Gandhi's approach of nonviolence?
Okay, actually, personally, what I learned from Gandhi is say that violence is not the only way to solution. We have many methods and tactics of nonviolence. For example, we have negotiation, we have dialogue. And we have many, many more things. So violence is not the only way for you to solve things. There are many other alternatives way. For example, if someone slap you, you cannot just go back and slap that person. No, first you have to analyze, why did this person slap me? Maybe even the problem is from you yourself, individual. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So before taking any action, you have to know that there are other many options of solving a problem other than violence.
Moses, there's a stereotype that we South Sudanese are violent people.
Exactly.
Faz, is that true? I mean, you agree?
No.
Are we violent?
Actually, 90%.
90% yeah, we are violent.
Yes.
Why?
Actually, because most of them, they're traumatized and they don't know the right procedures for them to get through the trauma healing. Mm-hmm. And that's why we initiated this nonviolence in South Sudan.
Great.
Yeah.
Moses, now... Angelina has agreed that 90% of us are violent people. How do we change that stereotype? Not only that stereotype, but honestly, how do we change the approach, the non-violent approach in solving conflict? Because conflict is good. I mean, everybody have conflict as long as it's non-violent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
as long as it's non-violent conflict.
Exactly.
So how do we approach disagreements, misunderstandings in a very violent way? How do you cultivate that culture of nonviolence in us?
The culture of nonviolence, I would say, in South Sudan, it is existing, actually. What I know is true. What Angelina said is that we have, of reason, portrayed the picture of South Sudan is to be violent.
Yeah.
You know, and the reason is the one that Angelina gave is just we are traumatized.
Exactly.
Because of the years of struggle, many of us have the idea that violence can bring results, while we know violence can only not bring results.
And if distractions,
it is very destructive, and if it can also do it only in a short term, but not in a long term.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So the efficacy of nonviolent action has been proven, actually, empirically, by many researches, that nonviolent action is twice successful if compared to the violent approach.
Mm-hmm.
That has been proven globally. So what can we do in order to change that?
Mm-hmm.
What can we do is that we need to raise awareness. And that's why we are here. Mm-hmm. We need to raise awareness because people learn. South Sudanese can also learn to be nonviolent.
Yeah.
And so it all starts with education.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts with us,
exactly,
as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot change anybody. Everybody can change himself or herself.
Yeah.
And so we take responsibility as individual citizens of this country.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, let's look at the Organization for Nonviolent and Development.
Yeah.
What exactly are you doing to ensure that we get that particular culture of nonviolence?
Myself and Angelina, we represent the coalition called the New Tribe.
Mm-hmm.
And the New Tribe is a coalition of more than 75 civic and faith-based groups from across South Sudan that believes and adopts the methods of nonviolence as a peace-building approach. And so, in the New Tribe, what we do is, first of all, we demonstrate peaceful coexistence.
Yes.
In South Sudan, we know we have issues. Ethnicity has been politicized.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. And because we are not divided as South Sudanese.
Yeah.
And so, because of the politicization of ethnicity, we have created enmity among ourselves for no good reason. And so we feel the only way to change that is to demonstrate that as South Sudanese, we are a new tribe, we are a new people. A new people because we have stood together, we struggled together to see this country an independent country. We wouldn't have succeeded to have this country independent if we were tribes, And so we wanted to go back to where we have started. And we wanted to demonstrate that by living together, by working together, and by adapting the culture of nonviolence that brings us together in order to work together for the common good of this country.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Angelina, as we talk about nonviolence, earlier you said, Moses said, it starts with individuals.
Yes.
It starts from you, goes to the community. If I slap you, what happens?
Actually, if you slap me, I'll first analyze why did you slap me?
And then I will push you again.
No, first, before you push me, I'll still be analyzing why you slapped me, okay? And maybe the problem will be from myself.
Mm-hmm.
And if I realize that the problem is from myself, then I'll take one initiative, which is apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, hey, my brother, I'm sorry that I did this and this and this. But you did wrong because you slapped me. You could have come and confront me, okay? You could have come and tell me, Angie, this is what you have done and I don't like it. I need you to change.
All right. Yeah. So you initiate a conversation.
Yeah.
Well, many ladies might do that. How about the gentleman? If someone comes to you really and provoke you to that extent,
I will resist you. And actually, I will resist you, not by fighting back physically, but I will say, look, stop.
Yeah.
I don't accept what you are doing.
Okay.
You know, I'm here to say what you are doing is not right. If I have offended you, why don't you tell me that you have offended me? And then we negotiate and find a good solution.
Great. Yeah. You earlier said, Angelina was the one who actually said this, that, you know, we have considered violent people because of the trauma. And indeed, we've seen a lot of wars. We've seen things that other people haven't seen.
Yes.
Trauma is something that, you know, needed to be taken care of in a certain way. In that particular aspect, what help is being given to the young people who have gone through things that the students have gone through in order to, you know, like get them back to normal?
Yeah.
What is needed to be given to them?
One is we needed to give them a space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to give them our ears to listen to their stories. We need to open our hearts in order to welcome some of their frustrations. So the way our children misbehave these days is out of frustration. We have seen many youths are going into outlaws, for example, the Negers, the Toronto Boys.
Yes.
You know, it's not just enough to condemn them.
Mm-hmm.
We need to listen to them. They have issues. What are those issues? You know, and we need to respond constructively rather than just summarily say it. These young people are just bad people.
Exactly.
So trauma means we allow a space for the victim to express themselves and also for us to understand them and ask them how can we help them or what do they need in order to you know, to get healed.
Yes.
So that it gets back to them, and it will take time.
Yeah.
We just need to be patient with them.
Yeah, right. And just to add on,
please.
Actually, we need to give them the space and the chance, because some of them, they are going through some things that they don't know how to solve or how to overcome. So when we give them the chance and the space to express themselves, then they will get the help that they actually need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So yes, as we go from here, moving forward, you've spoken about, you know, all these non-violent and how do we change the narrative now about South Sudan being looked at? And this is completely true from the, you know, outside neighbors, just within our neighbors here, before we even go to the outside world, within our neighbors, Uganda, Kenya, and the rest, they see South Sudan, that one, don't mess up with him, we will fight you.
Yeah.
And South Sudanese are not also doing justice, because you find that a place where, let's say in a club, outside the country, South Sudanese always fight. And it's out there. South Sudanese are violent people.
Exactly.
We like fighting. How do we change that narrative?
Actually, the change first has to come from within, from an individual. For example, you have to decide that actually people see me like a violent person, and so what am I going to do about it? You have first to accept and embrace change from inside and be a real testimony to others, so that when others see, they'll be like, oh, we thought South Sudanese, they're all violent, but how come this one, they're not violent? Yes.
Yeah, they say that. They're actually surprised when something happened and you did not fight.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so Moses, how do you change the narrative of South Sudanese being the most violent people?
The narrative is we have to build and capitalize on the experiences that we have.
Mm-hmm.
There were individuals and there are groups that actually are demonstrating the culture of nonviolence. We have seen women, for example, from South Sudan Council of Churches.
Mm-hmm.
They have been marching on the streets of Juba every first week of every new month, demanding for peace. That's a culture of nonviolence.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen them, churches and faith-based groups organizing fasting and prayer, for example, vigil. That's a culture of nonviolence. We have seen our musicians composing songs condemning some of the bad attitudes.
Exactly.
You know, and promoting, like there was a musician saying, if I were God, I will change the tanks into tractors to produce food for the people of this country. This is a non-violent attitude, you know, because we had enough of the world of the machine guns, but we needed food. You see,
indeed.
We are not saying the machine gun. The machine guns are there to protect this country from the enemies that might invade this country. So the role of the military is to protect the sovereignty and integrity of the country, you know, but we needed more food. And so it is time to go to cultivate. So our musicians, they are already promoting the culture of nonviolence. Our youth, they are also promoting the culture of nonviolence. And so we need to celebrate also the efforts and the initiatives and the contributions of the civic and faith-based groups who are demonstrating the culture of nonviolence throughout the contemporary history of country of this country. And so, as we celebrate this day, we want to really to appreciate and we wanted to congratulate those who have been demonstrating, because that is actually the starting change of changing the face of this country from being portrayed as a violent country to a South Sudan that is a non-violent and peaceful country.
So just before you two go, tomorrow is the day of the non-violent day. Where will the celebration be taking place? Will people be allowed to come, everyone, to join you? Tell us about that, about the event tomorrow.
The celebration, as I said, the celebration with Peace Club gathering is, it will be at Juba Technical School. And it will start from 8:30, and the celebration was meant for the students, actually for the students and pupils. Parents will also come, teachers will come and attend, and also we expect the students to also go into different radio like houses in order to talk to the public, to address the public, and so these are some the celebrations. Other civic groups also are organizing trainings so that people understand more about what nonviolence is all about.
All right. Moses and Angelina, thank you so much for coming to Mirror Breakfast Show. We do appreciate your time.